is your name, sir?
Kelly, Owen Elliott Connor.
Okay, hold on a moment, Mr. Connor.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just one moment. We believe that Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing in just a moment, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me on that, sir? Yes.
Okay, you're going for your other one, you're going to come see this afternoon in regards to your community supervision and your organization. We introduce the programs that the doctor is today, Niall Wright, who is there on Mount Johnson, his wife, Honorable Dr. C.G. Wright, who is our attorney, and his wife, Honorable Louis Canales. Also, we have Mr. Honorable for the Department of Corrections, and also represents the parole office. Prior to serving, you received an invitation for the advising you of this morning hearing. You heard that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you will notify the right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a license from attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney or do you represent yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
All right. I'm just going to hear Mr. Honorable at this time, so you sound as though you're telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So I have you got me, sir, from?
Yes, sir. Sir, I do.
Okay, sir, you're currently conducted in two phases today. Phase one, you're determining the term conditions of your pre-certified and your violating. And then phase two, you're determining whether your pre-certification should be revoked or reinstated. Phase one, I'm believing one allegation that's on your warrant, and that's what I've read, and I'm asking if it's true or false. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation is my role in conditional supervision of the children demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at TLC at 9440 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on about October 30th, 2017, and written directed on October 30th, 2017. Your warehouse will no less than one scoundrel from human being. That's true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Based on the mission of Mr. Connor, I'm looking forward to the arrangement by the term conditions of the supervision of the humane block of rock blocks in the way of school terms.
Second, agreed.
Okay, sir, we need to make a move into our phase two. Before we move, we need some background information from Mr. Osborne, so stand for it, and we'll be right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Connor was released from DOC custody on October 30th of 2017. He was arrested on January 30th of 2018 by the Apache Junction Police Department under the Connor status. He was returned back to our custody on January 31st of 2018 with 92 stop days, with a community supervision end date of June 30th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. In 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2011, armed robbery, 4 years. He's had two terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is SCG end date information noted. Then on July 8th of 2011, the inmate was involved in a 5-on-2 assault. The assault stemmed from Warrior Society and domestic issues. And he is a suspected Warrior Society member. Prior term of supervision, 2012, judge released absconder 22 days, reinstated by BOEC, then absconder for 25 days, then returned to custody and reached the CSED. As a monitored disciplinary history with violence and drugs noted, other arrests, 2000, theft, organ, felony conviction, probation. 2007, DUI and liquor drug vapors combo, AZ County Jail. In 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction, probation. And he has a community risk score of G6B6.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Connor, we will be summary of the supervision history. So let's see. pre-approved to deny a TLC at 9 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, which failed his done on the residence as directed. I know where the residence was approved. So, sir, why didn't you make residence there?
I went to the said residence, and the director, or the guy that was working the front desk there, told me that I wasn't allowed because I owed money. I owed back money because I had stayed there previously, and he told me that I would have to find some other place, and I told him, I showed him my letter of approval. I told him, I said, I'm approved to come here. I already have the letter of acceptance and everything for the R6 program. He said, no. He said that you'll have to get in touch with your parole officer. So I've been to a hotel room, and then from there I had no other options but to go to the only, I mean, instead of being homeless, I had to go to Apache Junction, and that's how that happened.
Well, why didn't you have the option of contacting your PO?
Well, when I went there, it was after I left the parole office. It was nighttime. I didn't take the call or anything like that because I was going to wait till the next day. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there was another, after the next day, there was another 91 day you could call him too. Okay, so you went out and stayed in the back of the entrance when you were arrested?
Yes, sir.
Who were you staying with in the past junction?
I was staying with a friend, Catherine.
Okay.
yeah,
of course. Did you have any employment during that time?
Yeah, I was working for a labor company, and I was also on a waiting list to do training for a company called Austin Electric that I previously did some training for at the Arizona Work Program on the Sunrise Complex, and I had just been placed on a waiting list to start the training program for Westinghouse's for to be an electrician. I was kind of waiting.
So if you had some sort of employment, pretty much what made you out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what I've ever seen, and so you were placed on a complete assessment screening center, which is CASC, and you were in a program program, but you're not providing any nurse service before it was county, which if you was down the first day route, then we would call it the code. I am going to see if anybody gives you my fellow members any questions at this time. Questions?
No, sir.
Okay, sir, we're coming to the end of your hearing.
Okay.
We'll be in the discussion to make a determination. But before we do that, would I give you an opportunity to give us a final statement? Tell us anything else you think that we might be able to consider to make our decision. We just would ask that you won't repeat yourself.
Right. I go into a million and one excuses, but I mean, you know, you guys have heard them all a million times over, so, you know, what it boils down to is, you know, I made a mistake that I take all responsibility for. You know, I should have checked in and I didn't. But what I really want to say is, you know, I've definitely made changes in my life mentally that I want the opportunity to prove myself, not only to you guys, but to myself, that I can finish something like parole without being guided through sitting in a prison. You know, I mean, it would definitely be something that I want to make it through, you know, on my own two feet. being disappointed, but, I respect your judgment, no matter what it is. Thank you for your time, thanks for having me on.
Okay, thank you, sir. First, we'll go to discussion, and we'll be talking amongst ourselves. We ask that you remain on the phone, but remain silent. You can hear all the discussion and everything we have to say. I'll be back to you as soon as we make a decision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going on discussion. Mr. Conner, it seems like the young man who's trying to do this, he was running back together, but he's still making some bad decisions. But with the previous abscond, and then especially because he was reinstated and abscond the second time, I'm in favor of returning to community supervision this time. But I'm not hearing any discussion from my fellow board members.
Agreed.
Based on the information that we have in our board, number 20017.371, Mr. Conner's admissions and statements, and the information we received from the Department of Corrections, I believe it revoked community supervision of Mr. Conner as he was delinquent, violating the term and condition of supervision, and had absolute amount of lapse in criminal ways or companies, specifically the 92 abscond days when we don't know what he might have been doing. So that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You will be released on June 30th, 2018, and based on what you've just stated in your final statement, that might be the best time for you because you won't have to report to the Department of Corrections, and you can go out there and work hard under your own direction and maybe get back in there and get on to work and have rough houses for the electrical contractor, because that's a good profession to get in. And you can learn a whole lot that way. So we do wish you the best of luck. And hopefully, when you get out in June, you'll make a success out of your life and we won't ever see you again. Not that we don't like
you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. You guys have a good day.
All right, thank you. This is what we're hearing.